ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेयौपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः ॐ। ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We are discussing the glory and the contemplation of the Gayatri Mantra as enumerated in the third chapter, 12th section of the Chandogya Upanishad. This Gayatri Mantra is slightly different, but we are discussing the original mantras that are there, and that is what we need to understand here. So we have already taken up the original Sanskrit mantras, but there is no harm in slightly repeating. After that, we will discuss the secular significance of Gayatri Mantra, or ordinary meaning of the Gayatri Mantra, and from the Advaitic point of view, the Advaitic meaning of this Gayatri Mantra. It is no less than a Upanishad, and I will come to it very shortly. So the first mantra goes like this. Gayatri va idam sarvam bhutam editam kincha vak vai Gayatri vak va idam sarvam bhutam gayati cha trayate cha. The Gayatri is everything. Whatever here exists is everything is Gayatri. Speech is verily the Gayatri. For speech sings forth Gayati and protects Trayate, everything, whatever exists here as the creation. This first mantra can be equated to the very first mantra of the Mandukya Upanishad. Only here it is said Gayatri, and there it is said Om. Just let us recall Om ityetat aksharam idam sarvam Gayatri va idam sarvam tasya upavyakhyanam bhutam bhavat bhavishyat. What was, what is, and what is going to be. Sarvam omkara evacha iditam kincha vak vai Gayatri vak va idam sarvam bhutam. Only we have to add, not only bhutam, not only bhavat means present, bhavishyat, everything. Remember, srishti means it came at a particular point of time. It remains for certain amount of time and then it goes back, merges into time. The real name of the time is called Mahakala, and it is infinite. It is one without second, So we have to understand that is Omkara, that is Gayatri, and exactly accepting, interchanging a few words here and there, this is the first mantra in this third chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad, 12th section. So Gayatri is everything. How is Gayatri everything? That's why he says, for Gayatri, the speech sings forth Gayatri. What does it mean? Speech. Speech, whatever we speak, it is nothing but Gayatri. Here, Gayati, speech, springs forth. And speech comes out from where? From thoughts. And what is a thought? Every object. And what is every object? The entire creation. Think of a tree, and we don't know what the tree is. But we have certain ideas. Idea means knowledge about that tree. And thus, that idea is called thought. And if we have to open our mouth and speak about it, we said, I know this tree. I have knowledge of this tree. So what exists outside, we are not knowing anything about it. What our mind grasps. Simple example, one human being sees another human being. Oh, this is my fellow human being. But the same human being, when it is seen by a mosquito, this is my first class cool drink. And if a tiger sees this person in a lonely spot, then this is my lunch or dinner, whatever. So different people, different objects, but everything is subject to experience, and that experience comes in the form of thought. Thoughts, ideas, knowledge, everything is in the form of the mind. The entire creation. This is India. This is America. This is Mars. This is Saturn. Everything. This is Vaikuntha. This is Kailasa. This is paradise. This is heaven. Everything is nothing but our thoughts, our knowledge. Therefore, whatever is our understanding, that remains in our mind in the form of thoughts. And when this thought is expressed, that is called vak. And whatever we are convinced, this is the right knowledge. And we express that as if that is the reality. When we say, I see a tree in front of me, we never say, I see an unreal tree. No, it is a real tree. And if I see a tree on a cinema screen, that's not a real tree, but in a way it is a real tree because the photograph of this tree which we see on the screen really depends upon an actual tree of whose reflection or photograph is this that we are experiencing on the screen. So, it is very interesting philosophy. I don't want to go too deep into it, but every cinema is nothing but what we experience in life, especially at the present time of the life, that is reflected. That is why some great psychologists had said, you want to know the culture of the people, watch some of the popular movies. Because popular means that which is watched by a lots of people, large number of people. And that is how it becomes popular. And the directors become rich, whatever it is. The point is that reflects if there is people, violent movies are appreciated. There is tremendous amount of violence in the world. If romantic movies are appreciated, people are imagining life in terms of romance. If tragedy is appreciated, especially dramas, tragedy, and comedy. So there will be mourning, weeping, singing in the same tunes, and Indians like it very much. They call it semi-classical. Oh darling, honey, I don't want to live without you. Problem is, once I you come near, I don't want to live with you. That will be only a little bit of the tune will change. But that is the reality. So if we are seeing so much of violence and wondering, why is there so much of violence in the world? Just watch the movies, ever increasing violence is portrayed there. And that indicates what actually is happening in the physical world. Whether it is a drama, poetry, literature, everything reflects what is happening. At least every particular society reflects only the experiences of these so-called talented people, but expressed in the form of either love or cinemas or literature, novels, poetry, paintings, etc., etc. If you study, say, some of these modern, what is called paintings, etc., you will see what we call very ugly type of portraying. Why are they so ugly? Why? Because that is what we are seeing in this universe, experiencing it. We cannot directly many times express it, but indirectly we go on expressing. Anyway, I don't want to pursue this subject further. But what is wanted is, here, whatever we experience will be in the form of thoughts, and our thoughts, when they are expressed, that becomes speech, that becomes poetry, that becomes dramas and cinemas, that becomes music, that becomes literature, and that is what is happening. And the strange thing is, these cinemas influence our minds, and they can never influence us unless we are receptive to it. So, if we want to understand the thought processes of any given society at any given period of time, we will have to study the existing literature. That accurately, the greater the person, the greater will be the, what is called, it corresponds to the reality which existed at that time in societies. So, the whole world is in our mind. And this, our mind keeps the world creation in the form of thoughts, ideas, understandings, imaginations. And imaginations also, they only work in the form of a framework of existing society plus our own samskaras. So that is what here the Rishi wants to express. Gayatri va idam sarvam bhutam. Whatever we see is nothing but Gayatri. And another way of understanding this is, who created this world? Brahma. And who is the Shakti of Brahma? Gayatri. Gayatri, Savitri, Saraswati. These are the three names of Gayatri only. That is why when an upper caste person, Hindu, performs this Sandhya Vandana or Gayatri, so at dawn he does in one way, at noon, high noon, he does it with another name, and in the dusk, at dusk, he does it in another way. There are a very few people who do it a fourth time at midnight. Dawn and dusk, midday and midnight. Different names. But the essence is Gayatri, Savitri, Saraswati. This is the power, the potentiality of Brahmadeva. So, he is the creator according to our Puranas. Brahma. And that is accepted in Mundaka Upanishad, practically every Upanishad. And he taught about the secret of the creation to his children or disciples. And that is what comes in the form of first Upanishads, then Puranas, then Tantras, then through the mouths of various saints, be it Mirabai, be it Tyagaraja, eat anybody else. That is what is said. Gayatri is everything, because Gayatri means knowledge. Knowledge is everything. That knowledge is residing in our minds in the form of thoughts. So whatever here exists is Gayatri, and this knowledge of the whatever exists is often expressed both in the waking as well as in the dream states in the form of speech. That is why the Rishi says, speech is verily the Gayatri, for speech sings forth Gayati. That means through us and protects everything, whatever here exists. So everything that comes out of our mouth has some effect both upon ourselves and also upon the society. So that is why I quoted Mandukya Upanishad. The rest of the 11 mantras are only what we call explanations, vyakhyanam, upavyakhyanam of the first mantra. By the way, incidentally, Mandukya Upanishad has only 12 mantras. It is one of the smallest. And Isavasya has 18. Now we will move on to the second mantra. Ya vai sa gayatri iyam vava. Sa ya iyam prithivyasyam hi idam sarvam bhutam pratishtitam etam eva na atishiyate. That Gayatri is manifesting in the form of the earth. For everything that exists here rests on this earth and doesn't go beyond. Marvelous truth which we have seen first of all in the 6th chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad. So Sadeva Somya Idamagra Asit. Sat means existence. Gayatri is existence. Creation is nothing but existence. So whatever has been expressed in the first mantra, slightly it is elaborated in this second mantra. Yavai, whatever exists, sa yam Gayatri. So everything that we experience is nothing but Gayatri. Sa ya yam. But this is the elaboration of the first sentence, first line. Sa yam, whatever we experience. Where do we experience? Prithivi, prithivyasyam. That is on this earth, as the earth. Right from our earth, throughout the 14 worlds, whether it be Mars, Saturn, or whatever number of stars are there, planets are there, everything falls under Prithivi. It is a manifestation of earth. It is a product of earth. And earth, as we have seen, is a devata. Devata means we have to clearly understand without whom we can never survive. That is called devata. So without food, we cannot survive. This prithivi, being the grossest, lowest manifestation of Brahman or Atman, it manifests all the five elements. There is water, there is fire, and there is oxygen in the form of the air, and there is what is called akasha or space. Otherwise, aeroplanes cannot move, rockets cannot move, nothing can move, no object can move. That ability to move proves space. Ya vai sa gayatri yam vava. Sa ya yam prithivyasyam hidam sarvam. You cannot go beyond this earth. Everything is the manifestation of earth, and because it is the devata, it is not only the material cause, but also the efficient cause. And by implication, it means whatever is going to be produced out of this, that is also going to be the manifestation of the earth only. So, sarvam bhutam pratishtitam etam eva natishiyati. That means no object in this world can think I am beyond Prithvi. But when we contemplate this earth as we have seen earlier elaborately, then we understand the whole earth is the both the intelligent as well as material causes of the everything that we experience in this world. But when we contemplate everything as the cosmic whole, Prithvi Devata, then we find this is not the cause, this is also an effect. Then what is the cause? Waters, jalam is the cause. then we move one step higher or one step deeper, more pervasive, more subtle, more powerful. Then that is called jalam, abhyaha. And then when we succeed in identifying ourselves with that, then we understand that that is the only an effect. It is not the cause. And until we identify ourselves with the entire water, we still consider waters only as our cause and we are all effects. But once we achieve that unity, identity, oneness, then we see, just like panchakoshas, with the help of panchakoshas we can understand this, then we understand this is only the outer sheath, but this is the effect. Effect and outer sheath go by the same name, both are same. Then we understand there is a subtler, deeper, more pervasive, more powerful cause, and that is called Agni. So we move from waters to Agni, from Agni to Vayu, Vayu to Akasha, Akasha to Atma. So this is what is being expressed here. So in the second mantra, everything is nothing but the effect of Earth, Prithvi Devata. When we use the English word Earth, it falls flat on our ears, because nobody thinks Earth is a Devata. But as soon as you say Prithvi Devata, and a lot of difference it makes. So in the second mantra, it says, nobody can go beyond the Earth, because it is Earth only with name and form. Only if some intelligent person contemplates and becomes one, I am the Prithvi Devata, then he understands, I am the effect. But there is a cause. That cause is waters, apaha, abhyaha, jala. Then he moves. This is how slowly we move, deeper, subtler, more pervasive, etc. Now we move on to the third mantra. Yavai sa prithivi iyam vava sa edidam asmin purushe shariram asmin ime pranaha pratishtitaha etadeva natishyante. In man, why is man mentioned? Because no animal is going to attend this Chandogya Upanishad class, Taittiriya Upanishad class, Isavasya Upanishad class, and not even other human beings who are also called. So that is why it is said, so eating, drinking, sleeping, procreating, this is same thing. There is no difference between human being in these respects. When we eat and an ant eats, a tiger eats, there is absolutely no difference at all. So, but when a person starts turning his attention inward, analyzing things, discriminating or discerning what is real, what is focused outside, reflected outside, then he moves forward. Forward means inward. Inward means more subtle, etc. So in this third mantra, the Rishi wants to tell us, you are not an ordinary person. Who are you? Each soul is potentially divine. This is a third person expression. Each soul. But let us convert it into first person. I am potential divinity. That is called converting the third person into the first person. I am the. So what comes first? I am this body. That is what this mantra reflects. Tat Purushe, I am the human being. Here Purusha means not male, not Atman, but this human being. Through so many janmas, he had acquired some amount of discernment, and he says, I was thinking I am the body, but I must be something beyond this body. So, shariram idam vava. I have a body. So, from there are several steps. The outermost step is, I am my possessions. That is why so many people, they commit suicide when they lose things. It may be husband, it may be wife, it may be children, it may be land, it may be wars. For example, what is war? This is my country. Some other country is coming and it has declared war against my country. So my country, even though I am in that country, has nothing to do with me, really speaking. In the beginning, there were no countries. Then somebody made a convention. This is my place. It belongs to me. I possess it. And then slowly, the family expands. And that becomes a village. Then it will become a town, city. It becomes one whole country. India was a huge country. So it got divided into, first of all, this is Sri Lanka. Previously what was there? It is part of India. Then this is Pakistan. Then is what we call East Bengal, was also part of the Pakistan only. Then they became rebellious. They declared independence. We are Bangladesh. So Bangladesh is separate. Pakistan was separate. What about Afghanistan? That was part of India only, called Gandhara Desha. And because this Afghanistan lady, she was the root cause, so to say, of this entire Kurukshetra war. And she blinded her husband. And then she ruled over. And she also produced this Duryodhana, etc. These are all from Gandhara. And that what is called trickster, the cheater, he was the brother of his Gandhari only, what is called Shakuni. So you see, the whole war, Kurukshetra, is because of this. What I am trying to tell, previously nobody knew what was India. Everybody knew this is Rajasthan, this is Madras, this is Bengal, like that. Then some powerful force came, united all these states together and called it one political country called India. So later on that India again splintered by those very fellows as India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, etc. And then this is how the countries come into existence, countries go out of existence, continents. There were no five continents at all. It was all one unbroken, one united piece of earth. Then the tectonics started separating, and is Africa, is North America, is South America, is Asia, is Europe, etc. And intellectually, we are supposed to have become one global village now, and with each passing day, the divisions are growing more, what is called, acrimonious. More quarreling and more violent, etc. What I am trying to tell, that this is first identity will be with the possessions. So people are ready to give up their life itself in the name of patriotism, etc., in the name of religion, in the name of language, in the name of many other social conditions. But then comes what is called the body. After possessions, somehow man can discriminate and say, I am not my possessions. I have my possessions, but I am not them. That identification is drastically cut off. But it comes to rest upon what we call the body. After many, many, many lives, and that is taken, so I have been mistaken, I am the mind. After many, many births, I am mistaken, I am that which I experience without any attachment or connection that we experience in the deep sleep state, and then I am the witness of all these three, like Brahma Chakra, wheel of Brahman. Every wheel is moving very fast, and every inch of the position is changing very rapidly. But there is one who is witnessing the whole lot, and that should be me, and that is called Turiyavastha, a pure Sakshin. So here is a person, Tat Purushe, Shariram idam bhava. There is a body. And after many lives of experiences, tad yaditam asmin antaha purushe. So, after long time he wakes up. Jagi tyagi mudata anuraga srihare. So, what happens? Uttishtata jagrata prapyavaran nibodata. This antaha purusha. There is somebody inside who is witnessing continuously changing states of jagrat, swapna, sushupti, waking, dream, dreamless. And there is a heart. It is called dahara akasha. Hridayam asmin. In this body, within this body, within this, there is a heart. Here, heart is not a physical, what we call the heart in the chest. Here, it means that vijnanamaya kosha, where we understand things rightly and decide rightly. And in that hridaya kuhara, hridaya kamala madhye, rajitam nirvikalpam, sada sada kila bhedatitam, ekam swarupam, prakruti vikruti shunyam, nityam ananda murtim, vimala paramahamsam, ramakrishnam bhajamaha. So there is a heart. In that heart there is a dahara kasha, and in that dahara kasha there is somebody is there. So there is a heart, and that heart is being sustained. Ime prana pratishthitaha. So where is our prana? Here prana means our identity. That's why in old Apurva Chintamani stories you find there is a fake monk, and he kidnaps various princesses. Nobody was able to kill him. You take a knife, cut him to pieces, he goes on laughing at you. He cannot die. Why? Because his pranas are there. Deep forests are there. In that forest, in the middle of the forest, there is a huge banyan tree. In that banyan tree, there is an opening, and in that there is a bird living there, a parrot, and all these pancha pranas are safely safeguarded in that parrot until somebody finds out the secret and succeeds in killing that parrot. This fellow cannot be killed at all, destroyed at all. That is what there is. All pranas are dependent upon somebody. And who is that somebody? The pure jyotira jyoti, light of the light, the pure chaitanyam, which remains witness for the three states. Etat eva na atishyante. And nobody can go beyond that. That is what, in plain language, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna expressed, Ishvarah sarva bhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtate brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. Nobody can control that Lord, Divine Lord. But He controls everybody just like a puppeteer goes on making everybody a puppet. Practical example. We have to apply these truths in our day-to-day life. So, USA is a new president and he is doing so many things. And what is our judgment? That he is mad, we are all sane, he must be insane, and he is doing a lot of insane things. Poor fellow, he gets the blame. Of course, some people praise him to his face, that's a different issue. There is some, what is called, self-serving people are there. That's not the point. Who is moving that? Who made him the president? So many people want to be the presidents. No, that it is only God who made him the president. He must have done a lot of tapasya, austerity in his past life. And whatever he is doing, so it is only an example that is being done by our Divine Mother. Shokali tomari icha, icha mai taratu. This at least should be the attitude of a spiritual aspirant. Two things, very, very important if we want to progress in spiritual life. What is the first thing? It is nobody, no government is doing anything, oppressing, suppressing, killing or protecting. No. It is the Divine Mother who is looking after, who is making them do, why is she doing, to exhaust the result or karma phala of each one of us from our brought forth from many, many past lives. We have to understand. That is the first point. No one is responsible. We should not blame anybody. Second point, very important point. Whatever God does, it is good. I may not understand. You may not understand. But you must have that faith in the scriptures. Say, whatever is being done by the mother, mother can never do what is not good. Everything that mother does will be only for good, only for the good of all of us. That is very important. So, if we can have this attitude and do whatever you think is right, discharging our duties, etc. But this should be the attitude. No, that person is bad, that person is doing. So, remember the what is called rule of karma siddhanta. Nobody can either do you good or evil. Nobody can make you happy or unhappy. It is only our karma phala which can do that. And don't think this is a rant. This is what, especially those who follow scriptures go on telling. This is whatever scripture tells, the absolute truth. Sarva mangala mangalye. With this, we go, here is a person. And then, what does he do? So, this person understood that there is a heart within me and this heart, there is somebody and all the pranas, all the vital energies are being maintained, distributed by the Divine Lord, which truth has been so beautifully expressed again in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashritah Pranapana Samayuktah Pachamyanam Chaturvidham Eta Deva Na Atishyanti. Nobody can cross Divine Lord, Divine Mother, Ishvara, or in this case, Hiranyagarbha. So we have to accept and say that I am from Hiranyagarbha. I am a child of Hiranyagarbha. This is in the Upanishadic language, Vedantic language. I am the child of the Divine Mother. That is the language of Sri Ramakrishna. And then, what are we talking about? The whole thing is attributed to Gayatri. Those who repeat, do japam, contemplate, as mentioned in this Gayatri, this is all the glory of Gayatri. Gayatri is another name for Saraswati. Saraswati is another name for the highest knowledge. And Divine Mother is the name for Gayatri, Savitri, Saraswati. That is why it is said, Gayatrim Avahayami, Saraswatim Avahayami, etc. It is there. So that Gayatri, now we are entering into the fourth mantra. Saisha Chatushpada Shadvidha Gayatri Tad Etat Richabhya So, Richabhyaha Uktam, Anuktam. That Gayatri has 4 feet and is sixfold. The same is also declared by a Rig verse. So, this is a mantra and this is supported by a Rig Vedic mantra which is called Rig. And there it is said verse or shloka, suktam. We have seen the meaning of the word suktam. So, uktam. That which is the truth. Any truth that is uttered is called Sri Suktam. So Sri Suktam, Saraswati Suktam, Medha Suktam. So we have seen Purusha Suktam, Narayana Suktam, Bhu Suktam, Nila Suktam, etc. Many, many Suktams are there in the Rig Veda. Only a few we have dealt with. So this Gayatri is being described for what purpose? For the sake of contemplation. And what is said here? Saisha Chatushpada. So he says it has got 4 feet. Pada means feet. That means there are four, what we call modern language, 4 lines. Like Omri Mritam, there are 4 charanas are there. Each has got 4 lines. So like that, 4 feet are there, and 4 feet each foot has got 4 letters. What is called aksharas are there. So 4 into 4, 16. So then doubt will come. PL Gayatri has got 3 parts, 3 lines, and each one has got 8. But here is a variation of this Gayatri. There are many Gayatris. In case you are not aware, there is not only Advaita Gayatri, there is a what is called Kshatriya Gayatri, Vaishya Gayatri, Shudra Gayatri, followed by Vishnu Gayatri, Narayana Gayatri, Lakshmi Gayatri, Saraswati Gayatri, Ganesha Gayatri. Every deity, including Sri Ramakrishna Gayatri, also is there. So anybody can create a Gayatri. That means we consider that particular aspect of the manifestation of deity as the manifestation of Gayatri. Why do we say Gayatri? Because the etymological meaning of Gayatri is Gayantam, Japantam, Dhyayantam, Trayati, Iti, Gayatri. So here in this particular mantra, so this particular Gayatri has 4 feet, and each foot has got 4 alphabets, and that means 4 into 4, 16, not 24, as it is 3 lines, 8 letters, 3 into 8, 24, that is the Bhur Bhuvah Svaha Tat Savita Ruvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. No, this is separate. So this Gayatri is a meter with 4 feet, each foot having 4 syllables. It is sixfold. Sixfold means the same Gayatri is manifesting as what? As a speech, as all the creatures, as the earth, as our body, as our heart, as our pancha pranas. That this idea we have already discussed in the earlier mantras. Gayatri is everything. So speech and vital airs, though mentioned in connection with something else, are also forms of the Gayatri, because everything is the product of Prithvi. Prithvi is another name for Gayatri. Therefore, for contemplation purpose, everything is manifestation of the Divine Mother. My Divine Mother, she is ever creating, sustaining and maintaining. That is why every day devotees are supposed to sing Srishti Stiti Vinashanam Shakti Bhute Sanatani Gunashraye Gunamai Narayani Namostuti. That is being reflected here. So in the 6th mantra, Tavanasya Mahima Tato Jayamsya Purushaha Padosya Sarva Bhutani Tripadasya Amrutam Divi. Now the glory of this Gayatri, such is its greatness. Greatness of what? Brahman. Why suddenly is Brahman mentioned? Because Gayatri is the symbol. Gayatri is the mantra. Ultimately, as I said, I am going to discuss the Advaitic meaning of what is the Gayatri. Dhiyo yonaha prachodayat. I am forestalling what we are going to discuss. So, dhiyo yonaha, let our understanding be that I am Brahman. A guru comes, trains us, and advances us. Finally, he whispers when we are ready, Tat Tvam Asi. You are that only reality. Reality is not two. There is only one reality. It is one without a second, Advitiyam, and infinite, Anantam, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Then we have to do manana and transform our character, and finally, by the grace of God, that is the whole point. Without grace of God, we can never ever attain to that state. So we understand Aham Brahmasmi, and for that purpose Gayatri Japa has to be done. Why should we do Gayatri Japa? Because Gayatri is what we call the pathway, the way how we climb, we expand by contemplating Gayatri. In what form? Whatever I see, whatever I know, whatever thoughts I cherish, this whole creation is nothing but Gayatri, and this Gayatri is nothing but Brahman. How does it come? Associate it. So before the traditional Gayatri is uttered, Om Bhuh Bhuvah Suvah. So Bhu means this world, Bhu Suvah means the highest upper world, and Bhuvah means that which is in between. That means the entire creation, the lower, the highest, and the middle part. That is everything of this Gayatri. May I understand that? So everything is the origination of Om. Om is one mantra for Brahman, and Gayatri is another mantra for the same Brahman. What is the purpose? Dhiyo yonaha prachodayat. Let us obtain the grace of God. Then that divine Yadevi Sarva Bhuteshu Buddhi Rupena Samsthita Gnana Rupena Samsthita. We understand, I do not exist, creation doesn't exist, everything is nothing but Brahman. That dawning knowledge should be the result of this contemplation. That is being said, that this creation doesn't exhaust the entire Brahman. Tavan asya mahima. Such is the greatness. Tato jayamse purusha. Whatever we experience, that means creation, is Bhagavan. Purusha means Brahman, is far, far, far superior. Because everything that is experienced is finite. And what sustains the finiteness is the infinite. Purnat purnam udachyate. That's why Pado asya sarva bhutani. So only an infinitesimal part of that infinity, anantam, is manifesting sarva bhutani, as all beings, all worlds. Tripadasya amrutam divi. But the rest of the infinite portion, only infinitesimal part, is manifesting as this entire creation, all the panchabhutas. But that is part of that infinity. Such is the greatness. This is how we have to contemplate upon the Gayatri. Now we have got another few mantras which we will talk about in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhoho. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.